Sinn Féin says that Belfast City Councillor JJ McGee has been suspended from the party without prejudice following an allegation that inappropriate online messages were exchanged between him and a minor. Sinn Féin National Chairperson Declan Kearney said in a statement that the party whip had also been removed from McGee. Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor, is with us now. What happened, Vincent?
Well, Gavin, as you say, this emerged last night when a Sinn Féin press release was sent out revealing that one of the party's councillors in Belfast had been suspended, she said, following an allegation that he'd exchanged inappropriate messages with a minor. Now, the party's national chairman, Declan Kearney, said he told the chief executive officer of Belfast City Council that the whip had been withdrawn from councillor JJ McGee. He'd been suspended without prejudice. He said the issue had been forwarded to social services and the PSNI in compliance with Sinn Féin's child safeguarding policy, and that the party wasn't making any further comment at this time. And of course, Gavin, worth remembering, this is the latest in a series of problems for Sinn Féin politicians. Started with the handling of the suspension of former senior press officer Michael McMonagall after the party being made aware that he'd been arrested and questioned about a string of sexual offences. Two other press officers, including the most senior Sinn Féin press officer Stormont, later had to resign when it emerged that they provided references from McMonagall that helped him secure a job with the charity and had not made the charity aware of the reasons for suspension. Then Sinn Féin, of course, confirmed his former Shannon member, Niall O'Donnelly, had been suspended from the party in 2023, amidst allegations he sent inappropriate messages to a 16-year-old boy. He later resigned from the Shannon and the party, but the Sinn Féin statement announcing he was resigning made no reference to the reasons why, and party leader Miriam McDonald, of course, was forced to apologise for the party's handling of the issue and for a statement that she had issued praising his contribution to public life. And then a few weeks ago, Gavin, also Belfast City Council, the police announced that they're treating damage to the portrait of a former DUP Lord Mayor as a hate crime. And Sinn Féin confirmed that a party member who worked at Stormont had resigned after making the party aware of his involvement in that incident, and subsequently emerged that that individual involved is actually the son of a sitting MLA at Stormont. And now we have a councillor suspended, for allegations that he sent inappropriate messages to a minor.
What's he said in response, Vincent, through his solicitor?
Solicitor Niall Murphy for KRW Law in Belfast has issued a very robust statement indeed. He said that his client has lodged a 12,000 word, 38 page document rebutting this complaint, which has been lodged with the Northern Ireland Local Government Commissioner for Standards. It says Councillor McGee absolutely denies any allegation of inappropriate conduct, and in particular any conduct which may have occasioned a breach of the Code of Conduct for Councillors. Now, the solicitor describes the complaint as malicious and selective. It says his client asserts that there's not a single line in any message sent by him which could be considered inappropriate, and also says that all messages to and from the complainant have been made available to those looking at this issue. And it says that their client looks forward to being exonerated.
Vincent, thank you. That's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.